This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And here he is, the Plastic Man, live and in person. One Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, I got more people sending me pictures of big trout from Venice. I talked to Captain Dudley. He went down there and caught some big trout. You getting in on any of that trout action? They're catching down there below you?
No, I don't have time for it.
Oh, okay. You must have something real important going on.
Well, we're just doing our thing, you know. In order to do that, you know, where they're fishing and how they're fishing, you know, you get to keep two fish. My customers don't want that. You know, those big old trout, you know, over 20 inches, they each keep two. My guys want to go hit the reds, hit the trout, and then, you know, maybe mangroves and snappers and cobias and triple tails. And we're doing a little bit of everything, but, you know, the redfish bite is really, really good. So, yeah, they got some nice trout being caught down there for sure. And I don't know where they're at. I mean, I could go catch them, but it's something you have to want to do that, you know?
Right.
Now, if I got a customer that wants to go fish a big trout,
you're all in. Yeah, you're all in for that, I know. But, it's all up to what you're doing in business. And, you know, so many people I know that get into your business, and you know them too, and they think they're getting into a fishing for me business for fun.
No.
I'm going to do what I want.
It's
nothing like that. It's just entertainment and service business.
Strictly entertainment. You know, you house them and you feed them, you show them a good time, and you go catch what they want to catch. And if they want the meat or if they want some bull reds or some keeper reds or some trout or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter what they want. We're going to make do our best to put them on those fish. So that's what we do.
And now, they also want information. You know, you guys are teachers too.
Oh, without a doubt. People, that's why you come with a guy, not to just load the boat, but to learn. You know, they learn so many things. Like, I would have never thought about that. Or, I didn't know to hold my rod like that or to tie the hook like that or to use that kind of technique. You know, that's what you go for.
Well, they say, I didn't know you could catch fish without shrimp.
that could go a long way down there, I tell you. They got some shrimp users. You know, I saw something this week that's really strange. The water on the Gulf after that northwest wind, it cleared up crystal clear.
Wow.
And the fish disappeared. The bait disappeared. Everything. You could see 6 foot down, and there was nothing in it.
That wasn't one of those deoxygenation problems, was it?
No.
It does. Like an algae? No.
Yeah, the water. I mean, it was crystal clear, and the fish disappeared. I said, "Boy, we're gonna slaughter them right here." Nope, no bait, no fish, some catfish. But you know, it could have been a deoxygenation deal. You know, because if the algae falls out, that's where the color comes from. But the river's coming down. The river's 4.3 and going to 2.4, so before teal season. So teal is starting to make their move. I'm going to Noliasi this week to get my eye right, make sure that I can hit them when they get here. And
in fact, I just got a text from Mike Smith over in Delacroix. He says they've got a few teals starting to show up over there too. So,
yeah, it's time, and then they're going to come on. With the aquatic vegetation looks really good right now, and the duck potatoes, but it's not going to take but one big old easter or southeaster blowing real hard at 20 with the river at 2.4 to kill a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, but the duck potatoes are there, and they're going to stay there. So it ought to be good. You know, hopefully we'll get some teal this year. You know, they've been going a little bit more west towards Texas and that. But, I mean, we get our share, but
right. They've
been really doing well in the west parts. So, I don't know. We'll wait and see. The fishing's good, though.
All right. Somebody wants to get you and get on the books, tell them how to call you.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website, or they can call me on this old phone at 504 559-5111.
And you do eco tours too, because I got some people asking about that, and I always tell them.
Yeah, I do. I like to do that too. You know, we have some. We have 184 species of birds in the wintertime on the east side of the river, which is more than anywhere in Louisiana. So it's a bird watcher's dream over there.
And you know what everybody wants to see when they come to Louisiana, don't you?
Alligators.
That's it, and you got them down there. Some big ones,
that's
too.
That's starting in 2 weeks. They can come kill one.
Yeah, somebody told me they saw a monster down there by the fort, you know.
Oh, they got some big ones.
I think it was Chris.
You got to watch your dogs.
I think it was my cameraman, Chris. I think he said he saw a monster right down there, way pretty far, close to where we launched the boat right there at the fort.
Yeah, they got, and you know, they got some humdingers.
Yeah, got to be careful with those guys, too. All right, Cap Ryan, y'all have a great weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Pineapple, we'll see you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.